Good morning. I would like to welcome you to the Harris & Harris Wealth Finance and Stilettos teleconference series. My name is Zenilia Harris, and I'm a certified financial planner and president of Harris & Harris Wealth Management Group, a firm focused on the financial success of professional women by helping women as they use their finances to make successful life transitions. The Finance and Stilettos teleconference series highlights dynamic and powerful women of influence whose stories I feel should be shared to motivate, encourage, and enlighten women professionals and women business owners so they can make healthier professional and financial decisions. Today, I have Alisa Gilbert, who is the founder and president of Resume Strategist Incorporated, a leading career consulting and personal branding firm. She is a sought-after career strategist and personal branding expert known for her personalized strategic approach that enables clients to confidently market themselves in an increasingly competitive job environment. With a background in strategic marketing, branding, and communications, Alisa has held senior positions in the for-profit and not-for-profit sectors, enabling her to bring a unique perspective to career consulting. As someone responsible for hiring and managing staff for the majority of her career, she understands exactly what employers desire in potential candidates throughout all stages of the recruiting and hiring process. Alisa and the strong, talented, and growing Resume Strategist team provide a superior client experience during all phases of client engagement. Alisa has an MBA in marketing from NYU's Stern School of Business and a BA in sociology from Tufts University. Welcome, Alisa.
Thank you, Zenilia. I'm excited to be here.
So share with us a little bit more about your professional progression towards starting your firm.
Sure. Well, as you said, you know, I have an MBA in marketing and a BA in sociology. And I have had positions in my career in strategic marketing, branding, and communications in sports marketing, technology consulting during that original dot-com boom, and biomedical research. And throughout my career, there's really been two common themes: focus on strategy and branding, and then also on hiring people. So as my career experience progressed, I became a quick expert in evaluating resumes and cover letters, and I always felt that the vast majority fell short, especially those in marketing and communications, because those were the roles for which I was hiring. And it amazed me because, you know, if people couldn't market and brand themselves well, why would they think that I would want to hire them to market and brand, you know, the company, product, service, et cetera? And then I wrote job descriptions, conducted a lot of interviews, and consulted with people who were hiring for all kinds of positions. So then I started writing resumes and cover letters for friends and family because of the expertise I developed. And then I provided career strategy. I helped people figure out how to best market themselves. And then I also, you know, connected them to contacts because I've always been a connector. And basically, I was applying marketing and branding strategies and principles to individuals, which is what personal branding is. And I didn't see anyone else doing this. And I felt there was an unmet market need since people seemed to be so ill-equipped and often kind of ineffective in, when they embarked on their job search. And Resume Strategist was born.
Wow.
And I had a unique perspective because I felt I knew what people on the, you know, quote-unquote other side of the desk wanted to see in candidates. And so using my experience in hiring, I developed a comprehensive package of services that prepares and equips people to strategically market and brand themselves to advance their careers. And Resume Strategist works with people across all industries and functional areas and levels of experience. And we do strategic career advice, results-oriented materials, you know, resume, cover letter, LinkedIn profile. And then we provide job search, networking, and interviewing guidance. We also do corporate bios. We do cover letters for board positions. And then we also lead customized workshops for organizations as well.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And you know what, as I was listening to you share your story, I saw a lot of similarities in your story with my own. So I completely identify with your the path that you've taken. So did you have in mind, you know, early on, did you know you wanted to start your own business or
not
did
at all?
Kind of evolve? Okay.
Not at all. If you asked me, you know, early in my career that, you know, did I always want to be a business owner? Wasn't even on my radar screen.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It's
so
just kind of, it just
kind of
happened.
Yes. It's amazing how life kind of unfolds and,
right.
and what comes up, that beautiful flower that comes up.
Exactly.
From the chaos and the dirt that's around it. So it's a wonderful
thing.
How
appropriate that you say that. It's spring and, you know, I was out in the park early this morning and saw everything starting to bloom. So that was a good analogy.
Yes. So what do you feel has made you so successful with working with your clients?
I think because we have a very strategic and personalized approach, and it's really customized to every person. So we really take the time to get to know our clients because, you know, no two people are the same. We go, you know, well beyond just getting to know someone's career progression and expertise. We want to know, you know, their interests deep down and their goals and uncover what they really want to do professionally. And then at the same time, understand their insecurities and identify where they need help and where their confidence needs a boost. I think... we're also successful because we really listen to our clients with an objective ear. We ask, you know, the right questions, and I think really importantly, and this is probably one of the key things, is we're able to see in them what they can't see in themselves. You know, we help them realize their true value, and then we emphasize it on their materials, and then we provide guidance on, you know, how to apply it and speak about it in all their the different areas as they pursue a job search. And we give them confidence to get out there and take the next step. And I think that's really the key thing because confidence is so important as you go through the process.
I agree.
We do it from every angle. You know, we make sure they're prepared. So, you know, they have strong, you know, it's the personal branding thing. We make sure also that they have strong materials. They understand the market, how things operate, how to use LinkedIn, you know, make sure they're prepared for interviews and know how to maximize an opportunity. So at the end of the day, we really help them make jobs and, you know, new careers more attainable.
Okay. So let's go back because we had a conversation before we actually started the session and talk about the fact as to why you've made the decision to not piecemeal different components of someone's job search. So I had asked you, well, would you just work with a client if they wanted their LinkedIn profile? So can you talk about why you don't do piecemeal sessions with clients?
Sure. Well, you know, your personal brand is what you put out there, right? It's how you represent yourself. And if you just, you know, if you just have one strong piece of your personal brand, you know, and your personal brand includes everything. That's, you know, what's out there on social media, your resume, LinkedIn, how you talk about yourself, et cetera. So if you have a really strong LinkedIn profile but not a strong resume and it doesn't have the same message, then you're putting out an inconsistent brand. And then the reason why as a company we don't do that is because, so what happens, we can help somebody create a great LinkedIn profile. And then what happens if they get contacted, you know, soon afterwards and someone says, can you send me your resume? And then, well, they haven't touched it in 10 years, so now they don't have one. So they had a great LinkedIn profile, but now they can't actually apply for that job because somebody's requiring a resume. So we want to make sure people are prepared from every aspect and that they're prepared with materials that are really consistent that truly articulate their value and show their strengths and then how they can help that potential, you know, organization.
Okay. So what do you find with your process, the current one that you have now with your firm, that you're attracting specific age groups or specific industry types or people in specific positions in their career?
We actually, so that's a good question, we actually work with people across, excuse me, all industries, job functions, and levels of experience because it's really somebody who really wants to take that next step in their career, whomever they are, across the board. So it's not one particular area or job function. You know, people come to us when they want to make a change for such a variety of reasons. Either they want to kind of take their career to the next level, you know, whatever level that they're at. Or maybe they're kind of bored where they are and they want to change, or, you know, they've been laid off, or the company mm-hmm. maybe has a new strategic direction and they don't want to be a part of it, or they may be, you know, managed out, or they want to make a complete career change. And people make career changes not just, you know, after 15, 20, 25 years. We work with clients who have been doing something for 5 years and say, you know, this is a great experience, but I don't want my career to go this direction. I want to go a different direction. So, you know, we do that as well. So, you know, it really varies. There's not really one particular profile.
Okay. So when you mentioned personal branding, and we're mm-hmm. hearing that those words a lot, personal branding, at least
oh,
I
yeah.
am. Why do you feel personal branding is key to professional success?
So it's really, really important, because if you are, you have to put yourself out there, you know, in a strong and consistent way. And if you don't, people can't get a clear picture of who you are. And they can misinterpret things, or, you know, they can not get a full picture of your value. So you want to make sure that you are putting something out, your personal brand is strong and clear, and it supports who you are professionally, won't hinder your advancement. You know, people Google you, they research you in other ways. It's not just about how you meet somebody in a first impression. You know, people sometimes think that your personal brand is just that first impression that you mm-hmm. make on people, but it's after that, because if the brand is sort of is who you are out there across so many different ways, so someone can, you know, their first encounter of a first personal brand can be on LinkedIn, but then there's a lot of other ways that it gets backed up as well, and it's really important that you are consistent out there and that you're showing your value in your brand, whether you are looking to just elevate yourself professionally mm-hmm. or looking to, you know, looking for another career opportunity.
I see. So I guess then, can you provide maybe three examples of just some quick tips that professional women can do, whether it's they're business owners or they work for someone else, that they can
sure.
do to self-brand?
Yeah, sure. You know, confidence is key for mm-hmm. all of this, you know, whether you're looking to, you know, elevate your professional profile or look for a new opportunity. It really, and you know, we work with clients because a lot of them lack confidence, and we help them gain it to help propel them forward. So some three things that I think, and women need, I think, a little more boost in confidence than others in general, but especially when strengthening their personal brand. So three things. Let's see. So the first one I would say is make sure that your LinkedIn profile and resume clearly articulate your value and show, you know, how you've helped an organization and what the results were and the impact, and that you communicate that experience and expertise with an eye towards where you want to go, not towards where you have been.
Okay.
I think also knowing your value and being able to verbally articulate it when you're networking and or in business meetings. And what I mean by that is, you know, be able to talk really clearly and comfortably about who you are, you know, where you've been, and really more importantly, what you have to offer, you know, moving forward. You know, we don't like to self-promote, but you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to know your value and get comfortable with it. And,
okay.
You know, it's not just talking about it at home. You actually have to get out there and talk to people. And you can do it informally, you know, first. But really, if you want to progress in your career, you have to be able to verbally articulate your value. And I think the last thing is, or the third thing is, because there's a lot, but mm-hmm. would be to look at your style and what you wear. You know, what is the visual mm-hmm. impression that you're making? Because, you know, even just making sure you have a good professional headshot on LinkedIn, but, you know, are you dressing and looking the part you want? You know, you always hear people say that, but it really is true. You know, what do people look like in the roles that you would like? And you don't have to mirror them exactly, but, you know, understand that environment.
Right.
Because also, you know, kind of taking it a step further would be, you know, when you're interviewing, you want to make sure you fit into a culture, because people really prefer to hire people who are going to fit into their corporate culture. You know, I'm not saying they want clones, but they want someone they're going to be comfortable with. So
I see. Yeah, I see that. And it's just so funny because I got a visual of a conversation that I had with someone many years ago when I was a consultant. And she made this comment. She said to me, she said, "We always know who the consultants are." And I said, I thought that was very interesting. So I said, okay, well, how do you know? She said, because we can tell by how you dress.
That's true.
When you look at, when you, and I had to kind of look around. So I came back to the office and I looked at all of us, and it, that was who we were. We all dressed in, you know, suits, and we didn't really dress casually. You know,
right.
we were, unless we were working at our home office. But when we were at the client site, we all dressed a certain way. And then when you compared it to who we were working for, it was a big difference.
Yeah.
So, no, I totally understand that. Wow. So based on your experience with your clients and even your personal experience, when do you think it's a good time for a person to transition from one position to the next?
Good question. I think a good time is when you're really ready to face change and deal with the consequences, you know, and some may be positive or negative. I think it means going outside of your comfort zone and being a little bit insecure, you know, and being able to deal with uncertainty. Because, but at the same time, it also means stepping into a really exciting time where you could do something different. You know, a good time to transition is when, I think, is really when you want your current situation to be different, when you're ready to stop talking about it and actually willing and eager to, you know, take action to put and put time and effort into making a change. I always liken it to, you know, people do ask me that question from time to time, and I liken it to losing weight. It's kind of like when you're ready to stop complaining about your clothes not fitting and start actually changing what you eat and going to the gym, you know, even if those aren't things you want to be doing, but you actually have to take action to affect a change. So I think a good time to transition is when you are ready to face it and deal with it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So I know I know you indicated that you work with a lot of different types of clients, but do you have an ideal client profile?
I mean, I think an ideal client profile really and truly for us is a mid and senior level executive who's ready to take the next step in his or her career, that they have, you know, a strong interest in improving their personal brand and changing their professional situation, and they don't have the expertise to do it themselves, and really that they're motivated to make the change. I think that's the key, because we provide, you know, the strategy and tools and the guidance, but an ideal client is someone who's going to put it all together and put it to good use.
Right, because you could do all of it, you know, pay you to do all of this work for the person, and then if they don't do anything with it, then...
Exactly. So someone who's really going to put it to use.
Okay. Well, talk about that, because, so let's just say you have a client, and I know I shared some initial questions with you, and I'm kind of going off a little bit.
But share
with us, you know, your follow-up strategy, because some people may get stuck because of their lack of confidence in certain stages of going through the process of working with you. So talk to me about how you help clients to move, to implement what you've put together for them.
Well, I think going back to the confidence thing is because when we start working with clients, we talk about their experiences, et cetera, and what they want, what they really want to do moving forward. We make sure they we really understand who they are professionally, and then we see it objectively. So we kind of, like I mentioned, that we're able to pull out their true value. So even through the first phase of our process of working with clients, they become more confident because they now see themselves sort of on a piece of paper, if you will, you know, in their resume and their LinkedIn. They now see themselves in a totally different way and more valuable. You know, wow, that's me. Wow, that's great. And then, they're sitting up straighter. They're walking taller. They feel better about themselves professionally because we were able to objectively and truly pull out their value based on, you know, our conversation. So they're already feeling better. Now they have the materials to get out there. We give them guidance on how to do it, but we're their partner throughout the way. So whenever they have questions, we make sure there's no questions unanswered. They know what to do. And in our second meeting with clients, we meet with them twice. We really talk strategy. We go over any areas that they have questions, and then we provide email support at the end. So we're constantly in touch to make sure they're getting out there and doing the things sort of, you know, every person has a different plan, and we're in touch with them to make sure they're following the plan. And then, of course, if they get stuck and have questions, we answer them immediately because we don't want people to be stuck. We, you know, our whole goal is to help people change their lives professionally. So, you know, we want to make sure that anytime they have a question, if they do get stuck, we provide an answer and help them move past it.
Okay. So what would you feel, because I'm going to move more towards you, what would you feel is the best advice? We talked about entrepreneurship for those pursuing the path of entrepreneurship. So as they, when they come to you, they're thinking they want another position, but it comes out, oh, maybe I do want to work for myself. So can you talk about advice for women who are interested in pursuing entrepreneurship?
Oh, sure. And we do work, you know, we actually work with entrepreneurs on both sides, those who want to do their own thing, and then also entrepreneurs on the opposite side who have done their own thing and want to work for somebody else. But those are usually people later stage career where they've done something for a long time. But back to the exciting thing about entrepreneurship. So, oh, my goodness, Anelia, I could probably share a million things with you, but I'll think of a few. I have a few probably off the top of my head.
Okay.
I think the first thing is that really be ready to work hard, way harder than you ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, be with that hard work, be ready to really be truly and professionally satisfied and happy. I think having trusted advisors is really important to whom you can ask questions, and not be afraid to ask questions of people in your network, because the chances are that people have faced whatever your issue is in some way, so it's a lot easier to ask a question and get a quick answer than go through the entire learning experience yourself, because there's never a shortage of those.
Yes, true.
I think being strategic is really important to make sure you're thinking ahead so you can minimize surprises, but also know that your plans are going to change, so you need to be very adaptable. You also learn, I mean, I'm sure you know this, you learn how much you don't know, and then for those things that you don't know, you have to learn them at warp speed, right?
Right, yes.
And I think, you know, not being afraid to ask for help, because you can't do everything yourself, and you shouldn't do everything yourself. Focusing on finance, which is really important, is I probably should have said this earlier, you know, towards the top, is understanding cash flow. And taking the time to really, truly understand what it means and then the factors that affect it, both short and long term.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that. And it ties right into my next question, which is a financial question. Mm. What do you feel was your best financial advice as a professional woman?
I'm sorry. My financial...
So based off of your experience, what was the best piece of advice you received as a professional woman?
Best piece of advice. I think it was, I mean, just in general, I think it was don't spend beyond your means. Live within your means, because if you go past them, there's no turning back. And then I also think that probably the second piece of advice I wasn't given, I found in a book. you know that book, Richest Man in Babylon?
Yes, yes.
I know it's an old one. An oldie but a goodie. It's pay yourself and save too. So basically, if you have debt, don't just focus on that, but also focusing on savings. And that was life-changing for me.
Wow. Yeah, I encountered that a lot.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Earlier on, and that really, that was hugely helpful. And now I would say, you know, also is, you know, you can try to really push for your compensation, you know, that, and, you know, kind of tying into what you said about entrepreneurship, you know, that was the best financial decision I've ever made, was starting my own business, because I'm totally responsible for my compensation.
Right. But it also can be scary too, like you said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you're totally responsible for your compensation.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I think the upside is definitely better.
Yes. So, Alisa, share your information for those who will want to reach out to you for assistance with building their personal brand because they're in a place where they're okay with where they are, but they are feeling that nudge to want to move into a new direction. So can you share your information?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. It's my email address is agelbard, A-G-E-L-B-A-R-D, at resumestrategist.com. And our phone number is 212-869-1000. And we'd love to talk to you.
Okay. So I'm writing this down as well so I can. So agelbard, A-G-E-L-B-A-R-D, at resumestrategist, with an S, dot com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And 212-869-1000.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so
much. We're located in Midtown Manhattan in New York City, but we work with clients all over the country.
Okay. That's good to know as well. Thank you so much for taking time out today to share some wonderful and powerful information about how women can change the course of the rest of their lives, because that's what you gave today.
Great.
So
my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Zanilia.
And I'm looking forward to having you back because I do want to have the discussion about effective salary negotiation. So
sure.
We'll have
love
you back
to
discuss
it.
That as well.
Would love to. Thank you.
Thank you.